Howdy. Big crowd today.
What, did anything jump out at you for the workout today?
No, it was just good. It's good business-like. Guys are here early again. Going about their business, getting better every day. Effort's nice. Environment's good. Had a lot of extra guys show up today. Pitchers threw the ball well. Well, it's exciting.
Anybody jump out at you during their bullpen sessions?
No, I'm not going to be the kind of guy that's going to do that. I mean, they threw the ball good as a group. They really did. Had the slash field going over there. That went really well. I mean, one of the things that I've told you guys is that I want to be able to, my pitchers be able to handle the bat. So we first couple days we did bunting on the bunt field and they played pepper. And then so today we went bunt on the field with live pitching and they also slash. You know, I just, you know, you see guys that just camp in there on your pitchers and I don't like it. So if they come in there for us, my goal is that we'll have another option. And I like to see guys hit the deck.
Duke
handled the bat well, yeah. Yeah, he did, and we knew that, you know, going in. He's a pretty good athlete as well. There's a lot of guys. See, it's not even fair to say a guy can handle the bat or he can't handle the bat. How do you know? They've never worked on it. Not the way we're going to work on it this year. So they know what our goal is, and it's my job and the staff's job and the organization's job to give them the best opportunity to find out how good they can be at it. And that's the plan.
About what you're seeing from my camp and so far.
He's right on schedule with the rest of them. I mean, I haven't seen anything. I guess you guys kind of want to know how everybody's throwing. I think everybody's throwing the ball well. I haven't seen anybody not throwing the ball well. Mike is throwing the ball as good as anybody. You know, he's really working. I mean, I'm seeing the pitchers throwing the ball both sides of the plate. They're throwing some of their secondary pitches. You know, Mike has an idea how to make the ball move each way. He knows how to, you know, elevate. He's working on a lot of pitches. So, you know, I want Mike to do well. His experience is invaluable. It's very valuable.
And projected role for
him? I don't have any projected roles at this point.
But if he makes it, he's not a lefty specialist type guy. You don't see him.
He was last year. I mean, if that's what this team needs, he could be. If it doesn't, he could be something else. I mean, he could start, theoretically. He can do a lot. He's got a lot of experience, knows how to pitch.
With Putz, have you gotten a sense yet with his personality, how that can fit in with this group?
His personality fits in great. He's outstanding, awesome. Great presence, great in the clubhouse. He's got a good sense of humor. He's a good leader, I can tell you that. Just follows the group around. And he's throwing the ball very well.
Maybe a kind of personality that maybe you guys have missed down there.
Oh. See, I'm not going to go there, okay? I mean, this is this year. You know, we're focusing on where we want to go. We're not focusing on what... See, the mind's crazy, and you guys know who Peter Krohn is, right? When you think about the past so much, there's the past, the present, and the future, okay? So when you think about the past all the time, when you get to the present day, you're thinking about the past, so it becomes your future again. Do you understand? We're not thinking about that. We're thinking about the future. That's just, you know, stop asking me those questions. Because that's not how my mind works, and you know that. And I know yours does, but that's okay. And everybody in here knows it does. It's okay. I'm going to convert you. Because I like you, Nick. No, I mean, you know, and seriously, I mean, this is just how the brain works. Okay? And it goes on every day. You can watch the news in society. It's just the way it works. And, like, we're not going to do – that's not our goal. We don't want to do that. We don't want to live through that. Did everybody understand that? Past, present, future. You think about the past. When you get the present, it becomes your future.
I have a test on it tomorrow. Test is on a quiz.
Okay.
Good to see you. So with the new guys, how much did character and personality weigh into when you were looking at it?
When we were talking about our team, we thought about the makeup of our team a lot. And, you know, I was in here. I probably got on the bike today at 5:40 or so. I'm riding. You know, the same crews, the trainers and guys are in there. And then first player today is Henry Blanco. Rosmal Perez right behind him. Here comes Miguel Montero, Juan Gutierrez, as Merlin Vasquez. Henry Blanco is obviously a guy that's well-respected by all those guys. You didn't see those guys in here in the past. I mean, they want to be here. I think that's the kind of thing, just to single one guy out. I told him today, I said, you're the king. He said, what? And I said, man, I see the way the guys look at you. You go watch him when he's in the bullpens. Watch him around. Watch how the guys watch him catch. I mean, so he have a great influence. So and there are many others on the team that we've picked up that's the type of thing we're looking for sure. All right? All right, guys.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys, when we get together, Kelly Johnson available in the clubhouse.